This is a Hot Pie Media original.
Hey, I could talk and completely nerd out on the wine selections and prices. Amazing deals on wines at Specs. But of course, Specs is more than just great wines. This is the four-time National Retailer of the Year. Specs has been voted by the Houston Press best of for more than 10 years. So it's all there for you at Specs. And now that it's March Madness, the sanity of savings goes even further. Specs is Austin has you covered with lower prices on huge selections of wine, spirits, beers, and gourmet foods. Warmer weather is here. So make sure you talk to the staff to get seasonal savings at Specs. Pop into Specs Arbor Walk and Brody Lane locations for great deals on the season's hottest sips. And if you're looking to freshen up your happy hour with cocktail recipes, make sure you check with specsonline.com to get the best and newest recipes for the best selections. And here's a useful tip for getting even better savings. Sign up for Specs Key Club. This is great because you'll get customized discounts, events, and tastings. Don't miss out. It's the Key Club. Do it now. Get access to amazing deals and tips. Just go to specsonline.com/keyclub for all the deals. Four-time National Retailer of the Year, voted best of more than 10 years. Everything you need, you'll find it at Specs. Stop by any of the stores today or shop online at specsonline.com. That's specsonline.com.
This is the Jeff Ward Show.
Here's a quiz for you. Guess which car, what car. Wait, how do we phrase this? I guess it's a brand. Guess what car is coming back? And yeah, I did find a list. I think it's by Car and Driver of the 10 worst cars ever made. It's pretty great. I think I've owned three of them. All right, guess what car is coming back? Would it be the Pacer? The El Camino? The Pinto? Or the DeLorean? Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about Pintos.
Great Scott!
The Pacer. Remember the Pacer? How safe was that? My friends would ride around the back in a car that's nothing but glass. I don't even think it had fenders. Right? That thing just looked like, even then, it looked like, man, I don't know if I want to ride in the back of that thing. It's just a piece of glass. The Pacer. The El Camino. The Pinto, the New Yorker, the Chevette, or the DeLorean?
Great Scott!
The Gran Torino. You go. The Thing. I tried to tell my kids recently about the Thing because I saw one. What did those cost? About $300 retail? Was there ever, what was max speed for a thing? Like 28? I think I made it. Nah, I'll stop there. I'm about to slip up with a story. It's going to go really off. It's going to go off the rails. Oh, we got to get back to our quiz. Oh, yeah, there was Journey playing. I remember that. Six-pack of Mickey's Big Mouth, too. It's a great love session, isn't it? Six-pack of Mickey's Big Mouth and some in the Thing. It's 105 degrees. The Pacer, the Chevette, El Camino, or the DeLorean?
Great Scott! Oh.
Remember, the DeLorean is coming back. DeLorean. Evolve. Man, I don't know about that. All right. It's going to debut in August. It's going to be made here in Texas.
Money, come in. Great Scott.
Wouldn't you hate to sell those? All you're going to do all day is take Back to the Future jokes. I mean, you know how sick and tired you got to get of Back to the Future jokes? I'm wondering about this, right? I mean, so the DeLorean had that amazing backstory. First of all, the car weighed about 70,000 pounds, right? It was all Was it metal or something? It was, but I don't even know if they were good cars, to be honest. I have no idea. We just only know the car because of Back to the Future. That's all we knew. They were expensive, and the founder went to prison or something for dealing coke, and it was a fascinating backstory. I have no idea what happened to him. So I'm wondering this. You have generations now that didn't know it originally, but do know it because of the movie. So do you fully embrace the movie or try to pretend like that never happened? There you are. You got like your obligatory DeLorean golf shirt on at the dealership. You got some cigs working. You got a Ranger belt, pleated khakis. All right, we're going to sell some DeLoreans today. And the first 500 people that come are going to make Back to the Future jokes.
Scott.
Would you sell more DeLoreans if you dressed up like the professor and had that hair?
Great.
What if you just went for it, right? Just instead of having, you know, how those dealerships have those like giant inflatable monkeys, instead of doing that, just do the whole Back to the Future thing.
Great, Scott.
Otherwise, you're going to hear it all day, man. The first 3 months of business, you're not going to sell one car, but you're going to have a lot of people making professor jokes.
Great, Scott.
How many times do you think they're going to hear Great Scott?
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to sell it. It's an interesting dilemma. It's going to be, in case you want me to give you the specs, you want me to sell the car right now? You want me to get a Ranger belt on, a golf shirt, and some cigarettes? And pleated khakis, of course. Obligatory. I don't think anyone's ever sold a car that's not wearing pleated khakis. Here we go. The new DeLorean will debut in August. I think it's going to be in San Antonio, so God knows it's going to be an I-35, the motor mile.
Scott!
Right next to the other 75 dealerships. Even one of my kids the other day said, hey, why do they put all the car dealerships next to each other? Well thought out. I don't know.
I know, this is heavy.
And then one of the other kids said, does anybody really buy cars because of those giant inflatable pink monkeys? I said, also, very good point, kids. Let's go to the snake farm. Now we're heading up I-35. Who doesn't go to the snake farm? Motor Mile Snake Farm. Like it's the ultimate tour. You know, you're stuck in traffic. It takes 6 hours to get to San Antonio now anyway. So we had a long discussion about purchasing power and the market power of inflatable pink monkeys at car dealerships. Why put them all next to each other? So on the Motor Mile, the DeLorean is going to go with a giant professor. Just do the hair. Do the hair. I think it'd be so cool. The entire sales staff who's going to chase you down in that parking lot like there's no tomorrow, they all should have that hair.
Great.
To work here, you got to wear the wig. What was his name? I know his mom thought his name was Calvin because Calvin was on his underwear. Oh, what was Michael J. Fox's name? So the DeLorean, did any of you make out of the thing ever? With ATX hot sauce, there is something for everybody that's on the hot sauce scale. Every ATX hot sauce is all natural. And if you're into very hot or very mild or something in between, you're going to find a hot sauce that is perfect for you. I'm a honeybee hot person, but you can find what works with you by experimenting a little. You see, ATX hot sauce follows the simple principle of flavor first, heat second. That's flavor first, heat second. Getting ATX hot sauce is simple. Just go to ATXHotSauce.com. To order, go to ATXHotSauce.com. ATX hot sauce has even added a few awards recently. At the Austin Chronicle annual hot sauce event, this is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and best in the hot sauce world. ATX hot sauce left with 4 awards, 2 gold to 2 silver. The ATX hot sauce logo is very cool. Go to the site and check out the merch. ATX hot sauce, flavor first, heat second. Order now. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. That's ATXHotSauce.com. Flavor first, heat second, and local all the way. Order now. You'll love it. ATXHotSauce.com. Those cars were I mean, when they put that thing together, somebody had to say, you know what? We're going to get our ass sued. No one's going to survive these cars. Yeah, but it's great for sex.
Scott!
Nothing's in the way in that car. You just flop around.
Great Scott!
Metal's hot as hell, though. You can't keep your beer. You can't keep your butt. You can't keep anything because it's hot as hell, those things. Oh, yeah, I said six-pack of Mickey's Big Mouth. Act like you haven't been there. Go ahead. You're not that cool. All right, so the DeLorean is, I don't know what it's going to do. They're going to debut the car in August. 300-mile driving range. It's going to be, I believe, all electric-powered. I've seen the back. I don't know why there's only a picture of the back of it, but it's pretty cool. I don't know if you can make the thing look exactly like it did in the old days, so there's that. And then while I'm reading about the DeLorean and thinking about the thing and whatever happened to her, my date, not the thing, I just found, I believe this is Car and Driver's 10 Worst American Cars of All Time. It's not debatable. These things were shockingly bad. Here we go. Number 10, 1974 Ford Mustang II. Yeah, I don't know. Number 9, the 1976. I believe my friend got high in one of these for the first time. Going to, what concert was that? It may have been the Van Halen 84. Yeah, that was it. No, he drove this thing to the Rebel Drive-In, which was an outdoor porn theater off of Ben White. That's where he took his car. Oh, it was horrific. Giant speakers like that big. Oh, it's terrible. 1976 Dodge Aspen. Is that better than the Plymouth Volare? Number 8. The 1976 Chevrolet Chevette. Those suck. Wow. They're tin cans. I mean, that's it. That whole 70s time period, I guess it was gas related. I don't know. You just knew that. You really knew. I mean, imagine, you know, how we are with our kids now. I mean, they're buckled in. They've got safety harnesses, every cup holders. Back then, our parents would just throw us in the back of a Chevette. Who knows if we would survive? Pretty much just chunk you back then. Then smoke the entire time, too. 1960 Chevrolet Corvair. It was priced just under $2,000. Man, there's no way you could be cool if you drove a Gremlin. You had no chance. You could put a bandana on the mirror. It didn't matter. 8-track of Twisted Sister. It didn't matter. You're a loser if you drove a Gremlin. You got your ass kicked all the time. 1970 AMC Gremlin. Man, they built a lot of these. 671,475 were built. A Gremlin is, because they all kind of look the same. All these are sort of morphing into each other. It's like the back just got cut off. Like they said, screw it. We're not going to build anything else. Let them get rear-ended. They're all going to die anyway. So let's just get this thing off the assembly line and go sell it. 1982, I remember this. I thought these were somewhat cool, but maybe not. 1982 Cadillac Cimarron. 1970 Ford Pinto was number 4. Oof. Remember? They got sued. They kept exploding. It was a problem. You know, when the cars would just explode, it's kind of a bad day. So the Pinto didn't stay with us very long. Something about, I'm not even a car person, but I'm pretty certain where they put the fuel tank was a bad idea because if you just tap those things, they would explode. And then Ford got sued and settled and settled and settled. Number 3 is the 1971 Chevrolet Vega, which looks like all the others. Number 2, there it was, 1975 Pacer. It was like a little Pac-Man kind of thing in glass. And I don't know if we look back on that time or even today. I bet you there's one around here somewhere. It's probably worth $500,000. But they were so stupid, they were kind of cool. Right? It was sort of minivans before minivans. That's the way I think of a Pacer. It was the ultimate mom car, except it had no safety features whatsoever. In fact, it was just a rolling piece of glass. It's like a wine glass with wheels. Then they say the worst American car of all time is the 2001 Pontiac Aztek. A-Z-T-E-K. Have no idea. I've never seen them. The honorable mentions go to the 1997 Plymouth Prowler. Oof. 2001 Chrysler PT Cruiser. Those are stupid. I'm sorry. They were stupid at the time. There's no way. I don't know what people were thinking. It was a lot of moms, I think, felt like some rebellious thing. Like, ooh, I'm going to get something from a ZZ Top video. It looks stupid, Mom. You're not that cool. Sorry. Really pissed me off. I'd sit there in the car line. You know, put a bunch of stickers on your PT Cruiser doesn't make it cooler. Makes it worse. My kid is an honor student and fill in the blank. Look dumb. 1985 Yugo, which I believe was voted the worst car of all time. Yes, made in Yugoslavia, and they cost about, I believe they were $4,000 when they hit the U.S. market. And then they said honorable mention for the thing. I won't tell you about Mickey's Big Mouth again. You have not lived until you've drooled on yourself in a Volkswagen thing.
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.